I just heard an interview with Steve Jordan, the legendary drummer, and he made this point that I think was so on the money that I just wanted to make that point again, because I think, especially for younger people that don't get what's going on, it's important. And the point was, you know, the way people consume music now is through streaming services, correct? So you pay $10 a month and you get all the music that you can, like all you can eat, you know what I mean? All the music, you got access to almost all the music that you can get for 10 bucks. Imagine what would happen if you go to Whole Foods and they give you a card, a $10 card per month, and you can have all the food that you can have. That shit would never sustain, but the store will close. You know, it's just not sustainable. You know, you can't, you have to treat music the same as you treat other aspects of life. Like, you know, like for example, you know, go into a grocery store. You can't pay $10 and have food for the whole month, all you can eat. You know what I mean? It's the same with music. Music costs money, and you can't make music where you know the way things are right now with the streaming services, it just can't keep going. It's just not sustainable, you know, for artists to really survive and keep making music. So something has to change with that, you know. That's not normal. It's not okay, and it's not normal. It's just not possible. Music is like any other profession. You have to pay for it, you know, because it costs money to make it. You know, my message is music is not free. It costs money to make music. It costs money to sustain artists, to develop artists. So you can't expect to get music for free. It just doesn't, it's not going to last that way. It can't exist.